This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. We now continue our conversation with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, author of Why We Whisper. And Senator, obviously, we have constitutional rights in this country, but you point out that the government has a habit of making it very clear that it encourages some destructive behavior and discourages constructive behavior, and that has a major impact on our society. Explain that, if you could.
Well, people don't know what their rights are anymore, and we liken it in the book to the invisible fence that people use in their yards for dogs. I mean, we don't know, you know, what we can really say and what rights we have because we get shocked. Even if we have a legal right, or if a school has a legal right to let a student group use the classrooms after classes for Bible study, all that school has to do in most cases is get a threatening letter from the ACLU, and they'll basically close that thing down because they can't afford the lawsuits. We need to turn this around. One of the things we want to do is we've got a website that's whywewhisper.com. It's one word, whywewhisper.com. We want people to come to the site and share their stories. They may have stories of where they're intimidated for saying something is right or wrong, or they may have stories where someone stood up and said, no, I'm not going to be gagged. I'm going to speak out when I think something is wrong. And you can change things by doing that. And that's the whole point of the book, is we want people to stand up and speak out, help elect people who have the good sense to know that good values make a better culture, and we can't have the government promoting negative things. But there are a lot of things people can do. This is their country. It's their government. And if they stand up and speak out, we can change things. So come to the website, whywewhisper.com, and give us your story or ideas or input, and we hope to compile that and use it in a way to encourage people.
Senator, you also point out in the latter portion of the book different ways that you believe Americans can fight back, help level the playing field, and make progress towards the goals of restoring traditional values in this country. What are some of those goals?
Well, a big part of it is going to be judicial reform. The courts need to make clearer what our rights are as Americans, the right to speak out, because this is a free speech issue. If you can't say things are wrong, and if you can't act on it in your business or your association, I mean, for heaven's sakes, the Boy Scouts are one of the most, effective and productive groups in the country. We shouldn't have a legal system that can intimidate them and cost them millions of dollars year after year. Our courts, and starting at the Supreme Court, need to clarify a lot of confusing and complex law so that we know what our rights are. When there's confusion in the law, there is no justice, and that's a point we try to make. So there needs to be a loser-pay system. If I sue you for hate speech because you said I was doing something wrong and I lose, I need to pay your court costs so that I can't just sue you and have nothing at risk. And people shouldn't be able to just go in and arbitrarily sue schools, school teachers, for doing their job. And so the loser pay system is key. I think we all need to fight for more school choice, because having our children grow up in a secular environment is going to make it very difficult for them to have the values and the character to succeed in a free society if our schools are prohibited from teaching anything that has a value judgment related to it, which is essentially where our government schools are today. So we list a lot of things. I'd love for people to read them, because I think they're all pretty much common sense. A lot of it goes back to forcing the government to change some of the decisions that have been so destructive and to stop promoting behavior that is costly to our country. So we've seen examples. We give a few examples, like some states that have made their child support laws much tougher for the fathers who have children and they're not married. Those states that do that find that their unwed births go down. As a nation, if we set a goal to reduce unwed births by a third and encourage marriage and family, discourage out-of-wedlock births and divorce, we could do it. But the problem is we're afraid to even say that it's beneficial to have those values, because we've been convinced that that's religion, and we can't even talk about it. So there are some things we need to change, and hopefully this book will get some of those things started.
Last question for you, Senator. Just how critical of a juncture do you believe this country is at in terms of defining the direction of our culture?
I think this election that's coming up is the defining election of my lifetime. in that we've got Obama offering change and hope, but if you listen to what they say, it's hope and more government, and it is a secular culture that they're talking about. And we need a candidate that contrasts that, that talks about how we make freedom work for everyone and how values are so important to the foundation of our country. And really, the free enterprise system is such a, our whole system doesn't work without strong values and character and integrity. And a lot of that has a Judeo-Christian foundation to it. So we cannot be, as people with traditional views, you know, cowed into just withdrawing from the public debate and whispering about these things we know are right and wrong. We can change it, but we have to believe that we can, and we have to stand up and speak out.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us today.
All right, thank you.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. The book is Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong. This is Dateline Washington.